Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
Succeed with ease. Come to Republic Bank for your back-to-school needs. Get a loan for tuition, computers, books, and more. Plus, get a chance to win cash prizes. With reasonable payments, low or no down payment, and speedy turnaround, Republic Bank is the bank for a loan that's easy, quick, and so affordable. Make your dreams happen with a back-to-school loan from Republic Bank today. Conditions apply.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Marla, Shelley and Pepper made plans for Catalina's wedding, including being bridesmaids. They agreed that Auntie Myrtle would make mac and cheese and pastries. Pepper told them that Simon tried to hustle girls at the bar and even gave them money. Unique and Dinah discussed the effects of climate change, and Unique told her that they should adopt greener practices like lessening waste, using solar power and recycling. Dinah called Aubrey, who told her that he and Rhonda had decided to start anew. As we return, Catalina is shopping and Sister Patsy approaches.
Hi, Catalina, dear.
Sister Patsy, what you want?
You shopping, girl. Haven't we all climbed up the ladder when we can afford to shop at these fancy supermarkets?
Whatever.
So how you doing, girl?
As you can see, I'm well and blessed.
Well, I can imagine you're feeling ecstatic.
To see you? No.
There's no need for insults.
Woman, why you don't allow me to shop in peace? This is a big supermarket.
I thought you and I were friends. I mean, we sit on the village council together and I'm sure we have shared some of the same lovers. So how are the plans coming along?
What plans?
Come on, Catalina. You don't have to hide anything from me. I already know the details.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, let me continue living, so.
Enjoy the rest of your day, eh?
You'll make a beautiful bride, though.
What?
I mean, it's no secret that you're a good-looking woman. I can't wait to see you. You're going to shut Murundoy people mouth up.
Patsy, what are you talking about?
I know you're getting married next month, Catalina.
Take a little break. Click on Wash FM.
This place hotter than Guyana, man.
Wash FM Work Busters.
Ain't able. Aubrey? Jokes, games, you home? Contests and more. There's something new every single day. Get what you want when you want it. I just step out for 2 hours and he done disappear. Thought he said he wasn't going to work today. Who is this? Beautiful day today. He leaving notes now? Rhonda, my love.
Words can never express how I feel about you. I've come to the realization that love is about freedom as much as it is about happiness and companionship.
That's what book you reading?
Sometimes the people
we love the most are the ones we have to set free. And so I want to set you free, Rhonda.
Set me free? That's what this man carrying on about. You owe me
nothing. But I'm forever indebted to you, whether we are husband and wife, lovers, or just friends.
I know I asked you for a new beginning. But in my mind, it was about picking up where we left off. And maybe that is the wrong approach.
Wherever we end up, Rhonda, I know that I always want you in my life. Today, I want to do something special for the woman I love. I know you have been complaining about being tired and stressed. So the first thing I have arranged is, well, wait for a knock on the door.
What? That's what this man really going on with. Wait for a knock on the door? Brie! What is going on? It's who there? Wait a minute. Who is she?
Sister Patty, you need to stop. Me and Simon didn't plan no wedding. And don't go about this village spreading no rumors about me.
But the man told me himself.
Excuse me?
You know Simon and I are friends.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, don't be too cross about it. We women have to learn to share.
What more we really trying for?
He has good taste.
Patsy, look.
Catalina, my dear, I'm not hiding anything from you. But Simon has visited me on a few occasions.
Oh, really?
Yes, on the last occasion, he told me about your impending nuptials.
And why would Simon be at your house?
You know most men find me irresistible.
Woman, you're heading good. What you trying to see?
Don't worry, nothing happened.
Nothing happened because you're a liar, big woman.
What reason I have to lie?
Because you don't like seeing people happy.
Oh, give me a break.
Look, I'm fed up with all the women in this village looking at Simon. Some of we women got some bad way about we. Ain't like to see a man come from far, never mind he got a woman.
You really don't know your man.
Look, I know classes like you like spread rumors.
You know what, my dear? I can see you in a lot of denial about who you're marrying, and unfortunately, I can't help you with that.
Woman, let me tell you something. The next time you see me pass me street, you're a wicked and spiteful woman and you're going to meet where you're going.
No, Catalina. You will meet where you're going with that dishonest man you're going to marry.
Woman, look, I don't have to
anyway, I suppose you won't have to do much in the marriage, but keep spending his money and looking beautiful. You might want to buy him some capadula.
Excuse me?
Or maybe you will have a young man on the side. Whatever the case, good luck. I'll be at the wedding. Enjoy the rest of your shopping, sweetheart.
What the hell?
Denzel, you sure they're not making a big fuss over nothing? This is God's world. And I believe this whole climate change business is being blown way out of proportion.
But what about the evidence, Auntie Myrtle?
Floods and heat?
Well, not only that.
The sea level rising?
You don't find that frightening? Research says that between 1951 and 1979, there's been a 10.2 centimeter net increase in the sea level, and it's projected to rise an additional 30 to 45 centimeters by the end of the 21st century. Auntie, come on, 90% of Guyanese live on the coast, so we will be affected.
Look, the good Lord will protect us.
Now, you know I believe in God and all of that, but we have to be realistic and not bury we head in the sand. Climate change will affect our economy too. You know the agricultural sector accounts for about 1/3 of the country's gross domestic product and provides employment for 70% of the population.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm showing you how serious this thing serious, Auntie. Plus, most likely even the fisheries will be affected because species will migrate due to changes in the ocean's temperature.
So, what hope is there? Means that all of us will perish?
No, but we just need to start making changes.
Simon! Simon!
Simon ain't home, Mommy.
Where did he say he was going?
He went to tongue.
Denzel, just excuse Auntie Myrtle and me for a minute, please.
Okay, Ma. We can continue this conversation later, Auntie.
Okay.
Alex is home?
No, she went to take Eva to the library.
Catalina, what's wrong?
I run into that cross Sister Patsy at the supermarket.
Oh? And what happened?
Auntie Myrtle, look, I can't do this anymore with Simon. From white gada is a regular visitor to her house.
She said that?
Basically.
Look, I won't trust anything that woman says.
Well, apparently she knows what's going on in my life more than me. Apparently, wedding planning behind me back and I know nothing about it.
What? How she knows about that?
Wait.
Only if Simon told her.
Wait. It's true.
Look, please don't say anything. Simon wanted it to be a surprise for you.
No wonder everybody whispering and being secretive lately.
I'm helping him to plan, and the children, and your friends are in on it too.
Wow.
But can't you see? Simon just wanted it to be special for you.
I would like to have a say in my wedding.
You know your friends and I have everything covered.
Look, right now, I'm not even sure I want to marry that man. He's not who I thought he was. If he could be running around with the likes of Sister Patsy, who knows what else he's there doing behind me back?
I won't take anything Sister Patsy says as gospel. And you would be foolish if you allow her to end a good thing.
Oh, so you think he's good for me? Really, Auntie?
Look, he's not perfect. But which man is? Huh? He loves you, Catalina.
Auntie Myrtle, I think you've been too long without a man, so you forget what love's supposed to look like.
Really? Huh? Really, Catalina?
I go in and unpack the groceries.
Catalina! Oh, Father.
Aubrey, I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything, baby. Let me just enjoy this time together.
No, but you really thought about what you was doing tonight. First the note and then to have a masseuse come to the house and give me that nice massage and facial.
She good, eh?
Yeah. I can't tell the last time I was so relaxed. That woman got magic in her hand and my face feels so smooth.
You look refreshed.
And now tonight, this nice dress you bought me and bringing me here. Rooftop view looking over the whole of Brooklyn?
Yes. My friend was kind enough to let me use his place.
And we have a chef cooking for just us.
Another body of mine. You gonna lick your fingers when you taste dinner.
Oh my gosh. I feel so good, Aubrey.
Well, I have a few more surprises for you.
Wait, they got more?
Like I said, babes, this is all about you. And I don't have any expectations. But I wanted to give you a few reminders.
What is this?
Open it now.
That chocolate bar? Aubrey, really?
Remember back when we first started talking? Two teenagers who knew nothing much about life? That was the first thing I ever gave to you.
Oh, yes! The same brand and everything!
And this here was the first thing I bought you when you told me you were pregnant with Unique.
Wait, man. How you find the exact earrings? Aubrey, how you remember?
Of course I remember. Why would I forget?
Oh my gosh. I wore that pair of earrings throughout the pregnancy. I was so upset when I lost them.
I remember. And then after Unique was born, we went through what I call the dark ages of our relationship. I left and, you know.
Yeah.
Rhonda, I didn't want tonight to be just about the good memories, but the mistakes I made as well. We've been through it all, girl, but somehow, we always manage to find our way back to one another.
That's true.
But like I said, love is about freedom, and even if it means that we can't get past the last challenge we had, my priority is that you're happy, even if it means that we're just friends.
Aubrey.
I honor you tonight, Rhonda. As the mother of my daughter, a strong woman who'd been through some of the worst and came out stronger than before. My queen, my first love, my constant love. There are not enough words in the dictionary, babes. Not enough time to even express it. Wherever we go from here, just always know, I will never stop loving you.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.